This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay, well, it, you know, as we do start the week out, let's bring in the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns. That is one Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir. Dan?
Can you hear me?
I can hear
you
now. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
Now, I need to tell you that I found out today, since I've spoken with you, that we will have an additional guest with us when we hook up on... Dan and I are going to be having dinner with Stephen DeAndrelli from Arbalest Quarrel on Friday night, which will be a very unique position for me, because I use both you and Ammoland, so Freddie Reel will be joining us.
Oh, Freddie, it's a good friend.
Yes.
I like Freddie a lot.
It'll be like I'm sitting here with my show prep gurus, because I get a lot of stuff from both of you fellows. So anyway, what has been catching your eye since last week? When, I mean, that hour was so good, we replayed that this weekend on the weekend show. So you got to live up to you have to live up to this now. So
so that's a tall order. I'll see what I can do. That was the news that the NRA had sued its longtime marketing and PR partner Ackerman McQueen.
Right.
Since then, the New Yorker has published a piece, what a lot of people call a hit piece, on the NRA, talking about mismanagement, self-dealing, all sorts of allegedly shady deals going on within the NRA. It was put together by The Trace, which is, of course, Michael Bloomberg's house organ, which writes about guns in a negative light and pushes the cause of gun control. But just because that was the source doesn't mean that what was in that article isn't accurate. And I've talked to a number of people who are in a position to know who tell me that the vast majority of what they said is actually true.
I've talked to a couple that said that they know who the insider is, and that's how they know everything. Most of what they wrote in there was because of who the insider is. Wouldn't tell me who the insider is. Even if they mentioned the name, I'd be, you know, be like, unless I wrote it down or recorded what they said, I wouldn't remember it. But
was there just one? I mean, it sounded to me like they had a couple of sources who were feeding them information.
Yeah.
Potentially board members. Those types of people who apparently were in some closed rooms.
Well, now with some of them, a lot of board members did not even know that lawsuit was coming down. So I know that we're talking apples and oranges here, but I don't know how much I think this is largely, although I have heard that if two people were disposed of, that would solve a lot of the issues that were part of it. And one of them is Josh Powell, and the other one is a guy by the last name of Brewer.
Right.
And my understanding is that they have LaPierre's ear, if you will. And my biggest question is concerning all of this, with all of this PR nightmare that's going on, is Wayne LaPierre an idiot?
Well, I don't know. I mean, those two names were prominently featured in that article. And I would suggest your listeners go out and Google that article and read it. It's posted, I believe, both at the New Yorker site and also on the Traces site. The same article. And it's a long read. It is disturbing, but I think people who care about gun rights should read it. They should know, number one, what the other side is saying, and number two, given the people who have corroborated significant portions of that, they should not just write it off because of the source.
Right.
Is my thought. I think people who do so are sticking their heads in the sand.
Yeah, that becomes a peril. You do that at your own peril to write it off wholesale, simply because there's enough of the things that if there's enough things in that article that if they are true, they're problematic.
Yeah, they're very problematic, and we're talking there about the mismanagement and a lot of the lack of oversight by the board of directors and that kind of thing. But that leads to something that's even much more disturbing. And there are a couple of paragraphs in particular that lay this out. And what a lot of people don't know is the NRA is chartered in the state of New York.
Right.
And that goes back, gosh, I don't know, 100 years, whenever the NRA was originally founded. New York was a whole different place back then. It's always been there. The problem with that is it gives New York state officials oversight, responsibility, and access over the NRA. And, of course, after that piece came out, after, you know, the Bloomberg-generated piece came out, every town, another Bloomberg organ, filed a complaint with the IRS, and I'm not sure whether it's with the state of New York or not, about the NRA, about its finances, and how it's how they've been conducted. So what that means is that New York State regulators, who could not be more hostile to the Second Amendment and the NRA in particular, have direct oversight responsibility for the NRA. And let me just read something here that was said in this article. They quote a guy named James Fishman, who wrote a book on nonprofit law and practice, and how the board of directors, how these entities need to be managed. And he said, there's no such thing as a director who doesn't direct. You're responsible to make yourself aware of what's going on. If the board doesn't know, they've breached their duty of care, which is against the law in New York, where the NRA is chartered. According to an IRS official, New York State, quote, could sanction board members, remove board members, disband the board, or close down the organization entirely.
They have
that authority.
I know some board members have been a little nervous about, are they going to get hit with this? And I guess we'll see how this plays out. Now, one thing that, before we run out of time, none of this would have come to light, this New Yorker story, none of this would have come to light if New York had not done what they did to the NRA, and the NRA had to start showing evidence of this and that and the other. None of this would have come to light regarding Ackerman, McQueen, or any of this other stuff. So I don't really know. I don't really know that little tidbit, because everybody in the NRA should have known about that.
Well, it should have if it had been a normally functioning
organization
with proper oversight.
Right. But we're coming up on the next break. Truthaboutguns.com. You can go there. First two pages, relatively fresh, relatively new. That's the way it is every day. 10, 16 articles a day, right on the cusp of truly breaking news concerning your Second Amendment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? and now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The home of the At-One Thumbhole stock, in addition to everything else they make, which is, we're talking thousands of gun stocks. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman and talking about stuff that is happening and what's been catching his eye at the truth about guns. So on we go from the New Yorker article to what, Dan?
Well, we've been running a series of articles on red flag laws and what people should do, what they should expect if they're the subject of a red flag confiscation order, how they should react, that type of thing. And it's stirred up just a hornet's nest of reaction. We started out with an article from an attorney laying out what you can and can't do if police do knock on your door. And we did this because red flag laws, in one form or another, are now the law in, I think, 14 states. There's a move to make that a federal law. I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't know that. So it's important to understand these laws and to know how you can and should react should someone get a red flag confiscation order issued against you. And it can happen to all kinds of people, and depending on how they're structured, first of all, they're, again, the problem we've had with them all along is they're basically due process free, meaning the order is issued without the gun owner ever knowing about it. First thing the first way he's notified typically is when there's a knock at the door and there's police officers there with a warrant and an order to confiscate all the firearms in the home. Only after the fact can he then appear in court and make an argument why he should get his gun rights back. But the issue at hand is, what can you do if you do get that knock on the door? And as a practical matter, very little. You know, some people want to not open the door. Some people want to refuse to open the safe, their safe, and give police access to their guns. And the fact of the matter is, of course, the police will do whatever they have to get in that house. And if you refuse to open your safe, they'll get a crowbar or whatever, and they'll get at it. They'll ruin your safe. They'll damage your guns if you're refusing to cooperate. And, you know, if worse comes to worse, God forbid, if things get heated enough, they could use deadly force, and we don't ever want to see that happen to anybody. It's better to talk to your attorney, appear in court, and try to get your firearms back that way. And we've made these points in a number of ways, and I think our articles have been pretty explicit as to why we think this. If you cooperate with the police, and you're polite and you go through all that, that's going to show up in the report, to the judge rather than if you're ranting and raving and cussing and refusing to cooperate. It's just going to work against you at the eventual hearing. And, some people think that that's capitulation, that's giving in, we're cucked, we are giving in to tyranny, and some people think that that makes sense. So, anyway, it's been an ongoing conversation over three different posts with hundreds and hundreds of comments.
Well, the unfortunate reality of this, though, is that if you're going to fight red flag orders, you need to do that before they become law, isn't it?
Yes, that's obvious. That's the best thing to do. But then if you lose that battle and they do become law, and a police officer standing on your doorstep with a court his hand, is not the person with whom to argue. He can't do anything to change the fact that a judge has signed off on, has authorized him to grab your gun.
Right.
So, and the way these laws work is someone you know, an ex-spouse, a co-worker, someone like that, who may have a vendetta against you. There may be nothing. You may have never done anything dangerous or threatening to anyone in your life, but if someone has it in for you, they could swear out a frivolous complaint against you and get your guns confiscated. This has been known to happen.
Let me ask you a question on those two things now. So we got about 2 minutes here. So if you're not going to have time to answer this, but I do want to hear your answer in the next segment. My first question is, if somebody does put one of these out there to you, and then you go before the judge, and the judge, I mean, even in California, they only find these things to be valid 10% of the time, or 18%, somewhere between 10 and 20% of the time. So that means the other 80 to 90% of them are frivolous, right? So if they do turn out to be frivolous, I'm waiting to see if there's something that develops where you can get a little bit of a pound of flesh out of that one. The other one is what happens in these events with, like, Mr. Willis in Maryland, where he had not broken the law, and it was one of his family members that sweared it out, who later said, well, it's a family thing. Like, they were showing old crazy Uncle Gary or Grandpa or whatever, whoever they were addressing. When it does result in a death, how many times is that going to be allowed to happen before somebody says, you know, they hadn't broken the law when this warrant was put out on them? And you can mull that over. I'm sure you've probably already got stuff in coming up. I know that John Bach wrote one of the articles that you guys have.
Yeah.
And I can see where this would be something, because there's nearly as many states that have red flag laws as there are constitutional carry states now. It's an interesting dynamic. Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic that's happening. So there's 30 states in between them, which leaves the other 20 of us in no man's land for whatever reason, but that's all beside the point. Truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan does his stuff. We'll be right back with the answer to my question from Dan when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials say at least 4 Americans have died in a terrorist attack on Christian churches and 2 luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. John Miller is a New York City Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Counterintelligence and Terrorism. He tells CBS This Morning.
What you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How do they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning without it being found? Exactly, Gail.
President Trump says Herman Cain has asked him not to be nominated for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. And stocks on this Monday, the Dow was down 48 points to close at 26,511. The NASDAQ was up 17 and the S&P gained 3. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers required. Credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'll be checking them out myself in Indianapolis. And me and Dustin, we're the two best-looking bald guys there. We're the faces. So check us out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns. Before we get into your answer to my question, which that can be purely your opinion, because one thing about being a writer or commentator like me, we've seen how these things play out in the past, so I want your opinion on how you think this is going to play out. But if I were to text you those two paragraphs you were looking for, can you use that? Can you get that off of your text to do the article that you wanted to do on the video?
Absolutely.
Hey, well, I'm going to shut up, and you just go ahead and you do your talking now, okay?
As for any penalties for filing a frivolous claim someone is poses a danger to himself or others, I've read through a few. Again, I'm not an attorney, but I've read through a few of these laws. I have never seen a provision in the few that I have read. I've only read two or three out of the 14 or so. A provision that specifically penalizes somebody for that. However, I don't know whether a judge, if he decides that a claim like that was clearly done punitively and only to harass
or inconvenience a gun owner, you know, for other reasons, let's say it's a bad breakup or something like that. I don't know if the judge has it in his power then to penalize or sanction the person who filed the claim. Could he award the gun owner legal fees, make the person who filed the claim pay the gun owner's legal fees, because obviously it's not an inexpensive proposition to hire an attorney and show up for the hearing and argue your case for why you should get your guns back. And on top of that, forget the legal fees, is there some other sort of penalty, fine or something that he could charge? That may vary by state, and I wish I were knew enough about the law to know whether that's possible or not, whether or not those provisions are included in the red flag law as it was passed by the legislature. You know, as for the gentleman in Maryland who was killed, that was exacerbated, I think, by the fact that the police knocked on his door at 5:30 in the morning or something like that. It was a pre-dawn visit.
Right.
How many of us get a knock on the door in the middle of the night, or very early in the morning before the sun comes up? A lot of us have firearms, and you know, you don't expect that. That man apparently heard a knock on his door. It's dark. He had no idea that anything was going to happen. He walked to the door with a gun in his hand. A lot of people will do that. And if you walk to your front door with a gun in your hand and the policeman on the side of the door, it's easy for something like that to escalate into something dangerous. And that's, in fact, exactly what happened. And that man ended up dead. Now, I can't understand why the police had to knock on his door pre-dawn. To me, that only made the situation more dangerous. They elevated the danger of that situation needlessly.
Do you think there'll be any, in law, or at least it seems to me in law, as a bystander looking at law, whenever there is an injured party and they bring a lawsuit against somebody, when it turns into something like happened to Mr. Willis, not only was he injured, but he was killed. And some could say, well, he was resisting a lawful order from a police officer in the execution of his duty. And at the same time, they were there based upon a minority report.
Pre-crime.
Do you think this is going to, even in that movie, it resulted in it being declared unconstitutional and everybody was released and everything was forgiven and everything was expunged. Do you think that that's going to work its way here?
You know, I don't know. I would hope so. Again, these laws are being, or these orders are being executed based on suspicion against people who have done nothing wrong. No crime has been committed. These are not prohibited persons who are in possession of firearms and don't have the legal right to. These are legal firearm owners who someone, for whatever reason, either rightly or wrongly, suspects may be a danger to themselves or others. And I had not seen that statistic that you quoted about California, about it being, 8 or 18% or something that small. That's shockingly small.
Yeah. Well, you know, since they had the gun violence restraining order, they call theirs the GVRO.
So, right.
And I think that was actually the first year it was enacted, the first full year it was enacted. I don't know what the latest is on that, because it's been around for a bit now. But
I think 3 years. I think they were first, of course. I'm surprised, because again, you got to put yourself in the position of the judge. Somebody comes before you and says, "This person is dangerous. This person has threatened suicide. This person has threatened, is talking about his guns at work while he's at work, and you know, we're afraid he's going to shoot up the warehouse where he works or something like that." What judge is going to deny that confiscation order. They're under a huge amount of pressure to grant the order and grab the guns. No judge is going to want to see his name in the, his or her name in the paper sometime down the road as being listed as refusing a gun violence restraining order or a red flag order.
Right.
On somebody who subsequently shoots up, kills himself, or kills or shoots and injures some other people. They would much rather, I think that their natural inclination is to grab the guns and figure it out later. Let's pull the gun, and then we'll sort this out down the road.
Yeah.
And that's just horrendous. It's such a violation.
That's very right. It's lazy. It is lazy law enforcement.
It's lazy, and it's CYA judicial conduct, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. That part of it. But hey, I got another question when we come back, and I'm not going to ask you that until we get here, but until we get to that part. But Dan will be at. Will you be doing anything? Will you be holding court?
Court?
Yeah, or will you just be,
Media room?
Okay, yeah. Dan gets in the media room, and it's like, but you could be like, I've always wanted to film this, and we're going to film you and I something there because we didn't get to do that in SHOT Show. But I always get this impression of it, like if I sat behind Dan's screen, that he'd start going into his keys and everything. I'd start seeing keys flying off and going everywhere because he just beats his laptop to death. These guys can type like this. They just, you know, I'm typing like 5 words a minute. They're typing like 5 words a second. So just bang, bang, bang. You can find his work at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Well, over 2,000 stocks. Not on hand, everyone made to order. When you order it, they're not waiting on you. When you get it, it's fresh. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We've been talking a little bit about red flag orders. You know, one thing I have not seen, because I've done some work with, I think, three companies now that do self-defense insurance. You know, Legal Services, USCCA, Texas Law Shield, and Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense does not include in their portfolio the red flag order defense, which is the one that I would think should be the, I mean, that would be probably worth a little bit, you know, an extra $5 a month just to have that, because isn't it more likely that if you live in one of those states that that would be something that you'd have to be concerned about?
I would expect so. In fact, John Bach mentioned that in two of his posts on the subject. I think he said that USCCA does cover that. And he suggested that you make sure that if you're paying for gun owner's insurance, that your insurer does cover that cost. I don't know the stats, but I would expect that you're probably much more likely to need the services of an attorney in connection with a red flag confiscation than you are with the defense of gun use. And that's not an insignificant expense. You're going to have to go see an attorney. That attorney is going to have to appear in court and argue your case. I don't know what that costs, but it's got to be a few thousand dollars at least.
Yep.
And I certainly wouldn't want to lay that money out. So, yes, I agree. If you're going to buy insurance, make sure that you do your due diligence and buy insurance from someone who will represent you in the case of a red flag confiscation.
And, I mean, those of you that live in a state where you have that, where you have red flag orders, you know it. So what you need to do is, if you're looking into this kind of thing, now you have something to comparison shop with. Because heretofore, And I've always said it's a good idea to have this kind of thing simply because you're not expecting that. But you're probably more likely, if you live in a red flag order state, to get the red flag order than you are to use your gun in self-defense, aren't you? Would you agree with that?
I would guess. Again, I'm just going on intuition, but I would think it's probably, you know, if you, again, this is the nature of these things. A bad breakup or something like that. You're going through a bad divorce, and your spouse just wants to cause you trouble. He or she can swear out one of these things and get your guns grabbed. That can't be a lot of fun. And I would not want to have to deal with that. The hassle, the expense, any of that. So, yeah, I would definitely want to be insured against something like that if it were enacted in my state.
You got one article on here that I don't hear enough people talking about this kind of thing. But, you know, typically, like when during Ferguson, they were talking about Michael Brown was unarmed, which I guess made him undangerous. And you've got this Oklahoma prison escapee charges cop with a crowbar, which was probably the most dangerous thing he could find. But, you know, at about 21 feet, a crowbar becomes like a knife at 21 feet because now they're closing the gap with you. And how many times have you found articles where they're talking to, where the gun grabber is characterized, well, he was unarmed, as if that makes him undangerous?
Yeah. I think far more people are killed every year with fists than they are with firearms.
Yeah.
Beaten to death, let alone with a lead pipe, as I think that guy was carrying, or a tire iron, or whatever it was he was wielding in that video. But you're right. It's 21 feet, whether it's a knife or a pipe. It's the old Tueller drill test, you know, where that person can close that distance in, I don't remember the exact amount of time, but it's awfully quick. And it's frequently faster than you can draw and fire your firearm, which is why they teach self-defense, particularly police officers, how to deal with that. I've heard that before. People who criticize police officers, people in self-defense situations, who shoot someone who's holding up a bat, holding up a pipe, holding up a knife. Oh, but he wasn't armed. Or like a Michael Brown situation, who was apparently much, much larger than the police officer he attacked. Fists and feet can do a lot of damage, and they can do grievous bodily harm.
He broke that officer's ocular orbit.
Yes.
That is incredibly, that's an incredibly tough part of your face that is incredibly hard to break.
Right, exactly. And he was apparently going for the guy's gun, or had tried to anyway. So just because somebody is quote-unquote unarmed doesn't mean he can't do an awful lot of damage to you or kill you.
This one article is accompanied by a video. And here's the thing to remember when somebody's coming at you and with not a gun. First of all, you're dealing with a handgun. You go to any class where they're teaching gunfighting, and they're going to tell you that a handgun is what you use until you get to the real guns.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many articles we posted recently where the defender had shot the attacker multiple times, and the person was ultimately hospitalized and came out and was charged with a crime. Again, we talk about stopping power. Handguns are not great stopping power weapons.
Nope.
Unless you're awfully accurate and go lucky with a headshot or something like that. And you shouldn't be doing that anyway. You should be shooting center mass. You shoot to stop the threat. But yeah, again, these people will take, especially if they happen to be on a substance or something like that, they will keep coming. And you're right. A handgun is what you shoot until you can get back to your real gun or a rifle or a shotgun or something like that. Just because somebody is wielding fists or feet or a pipe or a board or something like that doesn't mean you aren't in serious danger.
And you're shooting to deanimate them. You don't have to. You're not trying to kill them, but you are trying to stop them.
To stop the threat. Exactly.
And a handgun is a weak I don't remember the cop's name that shot the guy 18 times, and it was quite, he shot him with a 45 ACP out of a Glock, and now he carries 147 rounds of ammo. He's just festooned with ammo all over the place. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
So, yeah, I did hear that story as well.
Yeah. So this
amazing what the human body can absorb.
This police officer in this video, initially he runs away, which
yeah, he did. He created distance.
And the guy, yeah. But the guy kept on coming. And listen, if a guy's crazy enough to attack a cop, you know, if I'm a cop, I'm like thinking, if this guy's crazy enough to attack me, he is a danger. But I don't know. Not having a weapon, as in a firearm, does not mean you're unarmed or undangerous. And I always like it when there's an illustration of this just to drive the point home, because I'm sure. Well, I mean, this guy running away, was that Ferguson effect, or was this guy just trying to get a better shot, or draw a better bead on the guy, or maybe not shoot him if he could?
I think he was truly trying to create distance because the guy was too close to him, and he probably could not have drawn his weapon or whatever in time. I think he was concerned that if he raised his gun and fired, the guy would have been on him already.
Right.
I think he was trying to, again, create distance so that he could respond that way and hope that the guy would back off, stop, but he clearly didn't.
Oh, yeah. And this guy did tase him, and it failed to stop it. That was another
thing.
Yeah,
he tased him first, but that did not have any effect.
That's always a sobering moment. Okay, taser didn't work. So much for the non-lethals. I will see you in Indianapolis, sir.
I'll be there, sir. Right. Can't wait.
We're going to have dinner. I don't know what happens when we get there, but I'm supposed to shield Freddie from Steven. So if you want to get on the other side of Freddie, I'll shield you both.
Sounds good.
All right. So
make it a team effort.
There you go. All right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.